Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for everyone named Marasu Sheikhu. Well, this schluss for Fuans, Harab Yosef Ben Chana, Harab Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Harab Shai Ben Leia, and Esther Masara Miriam, and Rusa Victoria Vastila Rovida, and Dina Bracha Vas Esther Adasa, and Lusus Nachgev Shachaim Suvachan Ove Meleha. Lashon of the Rambam and Hukas Tefillin is based in the Torah of Rabbeinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. Lashon of the Rambam and Hukas Tefillin 4:25 Kedusha Tefillin Gedolei Meoid Kedusha Gedolei. The Kedusha of the Tefillin is very great Kedusha. She calls Manshe Tefillin Al Roshah Shel Odom Val Zroyoi Uono Viyore. As long as the Tefillin is on his head and on his arm, he is humble and he is fearful of God. Pilei Ploim Lashonu Shel Rambam Lo Tzarich Shiye Az Shiye. It's not that he must be, or he's assured he's going to be. Elahu anaviyare. Rambam says when he's wearing the tefillin, he is an anaviyare. Betzius. Ishpodovel nifla v'nirasha kan munach inyan gadol me'od ba'avodah v'siyata d'shmaya. So let's see where this is going to take us. We have an example in halacha. Sometimes somebody has to write a shtar lishma, but he doesn't have das. So you have a gadol oimer al gabov, and he teaches him. And then it's worth it that it's considered that he is writing it lishma, because the gadol oimer al gabov, see Gittin 23, a tur shulchan aruch even ho ezer simen kuf chov gimel siv gimel. And it's not only nogei la halacha lechus ksiva, but even madregas ha'odam. כשמגיע מדרגה אחר מדרגה יש מושג של גודל העומד על גבוב. Sometimes he gets ציור, he gets help from somebody who's above his מדרגה. And that's a ציור of דאז גודל ממנו שמשפיע עליו ואויזרו אלעסס מה שאולו לעסס. Sometimes you have this greater דאז and he follows this greater דאז even though he's not holding there. And he does what he's supposed to do. בתפילין it says כי שם השם נקרא עליך. The name of God is upon you. That's tefillin. Munach al ha'odem koich shel shem shamayim. On this person, he has this koach of l'shem shamayim. And this koach is melamed him. This koach is mashpi on him. And that's the lashon ha'rambam, hu ono viyore. It's as if it's a gadol loymed al gabav u'melamdoi. The gadol is Hashem. It's kiviyochel, he's melamed this person to have yiras shamayim. He has the tefillin, he has the name of God in him. We also have the madrega of kedushas kahuna. That the older people, they warn the younger people not to become tame. We have another example of this, the Mishnah in Ovis, called Oisik B'Torah Lishma, Zoche L'Dvorim Harbe. If you learn Torah Lishma, you zoche to a lot of things among others. Umilbashosoi Anovo V'Yiro. And the person's enclosed with humility and with fear. The Torah gives a person a levush of Anova and of Yira. Oysa Loshen Sharamba Mumir with Tfilin who Onov Viyore Neamar Shatoram Milbashto Bechach. The same Loshen that Rambam uses, Nitztois they say in Spanish, the same Loshen that Rambam uses to explain, to describe what the Tfilin does for you, that it makes you an Onov and a Yore, is the same Loshen that the Mishnah and Ovis uses to explain what happens when you learn Torah Lishma. If Shalomar, but this is relating to Tefillin Shel Yad, to Tefillin Shel Rosh v'Shel Yad. The Yad is connected to Leif, to Yiras Shamayim, and the Rosh is Mitzad Anova, that he knows that only God is above him. He's in nothing. Mishu Gadol Mimenu Omed Alav. Kan Ru Yisrael Shezachu Lekach Shagoyim Yiru Mehem. And here the Jews were zocha to the fact that the Goyim will have fear of the Jews when they saw their tefillin. And we have this dual power of tefillin. It makes us an anav and it makes us a yore. Anav mitzad that God's above us, and a yore mitzad a yira shamayim of the heart. Kachuim shemelchemes Amalek was mischalik l'shnayim. Yehoshua is told, say yilochim ba'amalek, anoichi emed al roish ha'givo, and I'm going to daven for you. And when Moshe Rabbeinu would raise his hand, the Jewish people would be victorious. They'd look up, they'd be Meshabed Liban, they win the war. So it emerges, Shei Mekablim Hadas Ben Mulchomi Mamolek Dafka Mituch Histaklus Al Moshe B'Chosh HaGiva. They look at Moshe, and that's what helps them defeat Amalek in the war. Va'yidei Zeh, Hayu Yecholim Lios Mushpoim, Ha'yidei Amidas Moshe. So now they could be mushba from Moshe standing there. So this milchama was completed on two sides. Moshe was mispala b'reish hagiva, and the Jewish people are waging the war, and they're looking at Moshe. And they're makabel deya v'yira v'ashivud l'avim shebashamayim. Moshe's tefillas, and the Jewish people looking towards Moshe. The Gemara in Megillah 7a, see also the Yerushalmi in Megillah 1:5. Esther writes, b'kisvuni l'doiris. She wants the book of Esther to be canonized in the canon. She wants Purim to be a holiday for the generations. And there was a taina to the Chachamim. The Chachamim had a taina that it's only to be written three times, and they already found three times Amalek was mentioned. And not four times. You already have Amalek in Bishalach, and in Kisetzein and Shmuel. You're not allowed to write it again. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir Einayim, and they found the Jerusha. No. Ksov Zos is what's written in Shmos and in Mishnah Torah. That's one. Zikaron is written in two. That's Shmuel. That's in the Nevi'im. And Basefer is what's written in the Megillah. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush they found was that Shmos and Mishnah Torah are one thing. Nevi'im is two. And Ksuvim is three. Originally they thought that Shmos and Mishnah Torah are two. And then Hashem was Meir and named that it's one. What's the inyan of this Ha'oris Einayim of God lightening their eyes? That the Mochoi Emcha and Shmois and Timcha and Mishnah Torah is one thing. Originally I thought it was two separate things. That I'll do it, me, Hashem, and you'll do it. It's really one thing. They had a special siwa from Hashem. Hashem was Meir Einayim. They should understand that now. It's all one. And that's why, because at the beginning of Amalek, because in Mochemes HaMolek, we have a God Eloi Mir Agaba, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moicha Lamala, and then it helps us being Moicha Lamata. Adirab. Masha Moicha Milamata, Poil Shem Moicha Milamala. So they were zochet at this godless Hadas, and they saw now you can put Megillas Esther in the Ksuvim. You can put that in. Now it's found in all three, in all of Tanakh. But that's because they understood that the Mechiyah Melamala is totally the Mechiyah Melamata, works together. And therefore what's written in Shmos and what's written in Kisisa is the same. Macho Emcha in Shmos and Timcha in Mishnah Torah. And so to be Yigiyah B'Torah. Originally it's B'Seiras Hashem Chef, so it's God's Torah. In the end it's your Torah, B'Seiras Yeg, it's your Torah like it is in the Marin Kedushin. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oymed Al-Gabov, and he says, you should understand this way, understand that way. And then you zecha that the Chelik Shel Gavoah becomes part of your Atzmus, part of your essential being. Poshet Shachresh is anach chanas ha-chelik mishalo, ish od yotel gavoah b'makom ha-rishon. In makom ha-rishon, now it's even higher. Now it becomes part of you. It's an elevation for this Chochmah. That's our avod in Mesiris Hadas, Biyotcha Afkid Ruchi. We give our spirit to Hashem. And then there's Nodido Shnas HaMelech, the king. Shnas Malko Shaloylam Kiviyocho. That's the Bechin of Oymid Melamala. He's aroused from his sleep. Bechin of Loyom, Loyom, Yoyishan Shomer Yisrael. A person goes to sleep, his das becomes stronger. Giving over your das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kan zachu lekabalas haTorah mechadash, shaTorah nitna lahem. Now we gave over our spirit to Hashem, we give over our das to Hashem. And then after Purim, we were given the Torah. Now we have Tekoch of Torah Shebal Peh. That's what happened to Bayi Sheni, it became our Kenyan. And that's the avoid of Purim, to give over our das to Hashem, to know that he's Omer Agabenu, and then we're zecher to a true Kinyan HaTorah. And that's what they were zecher to through this takana of Megillas Esther. They understood that Machu Emcha and Timcha is one. They're connected to Lamala. You do your job and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zomen Al Gabo. Memela, there's room now to bring in the, that's all one, and Memela, there's room now for the Ksuvim. This is now going to be part of the canon. But it all starts with giving over our das to Hashem. One more idea. The Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal mentioned numerous times that the Jewish people were Mekabel Perm as a Yamtiv Bisser Malacha. And that's because they don't want to make Havdalah. Gemara says Megillah 5b. They weren't Mekabel, they were Mekabel Perm, but not the Yisr Malacha. Why not? Because if there would be an Isser Malacha, then they'd have to make Havdalah. And the Jews didn't want to be Mavdil between Purim and the rest of the year. And this can be explained based on what we learned elsewhere. It says, Vayered Moshe Menahar La'am. Chazal Darshan. Shloya Moshe Pone La'asokof. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went down from the mountain, he didn't go do his business. He went straight to the nation. It would appear that the explanation is that he didn't need what it says about Chassidim B'Shainim. They would wait an hour after davening to come back down to earth. He didn't need that. He was immediately able to go back and to acclimate himself to the Avir of Olam Hazeh. It's completely different than where he was before. When the Chassidim HaRishonim, they needed an hour after davening to come back down to earth. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need that. He was able to seamlessly just go right from Shemaim down and take back the Klal Yisrael. For Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no chitzitza between Olam Hazeh and Olam Elyon. Omeinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva, says in the Kutras Rishimas, "Kemishpatu asher reisa b'har u'atzir lemata ketzdu mechuvin ala matzur lemala." What does it mean, "Kemishpatu asher reisa b'har"? That's the picture of what was said above, how it's going to be illustrated down here. Everything that was said down here, he knows what's going on up there. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no chatzitza between Olam Elyon and Atachtin. That's why Chazal tell us, Shmais Rabba 2:6, it's called Moshe, Moshe, Beli Pisuk. Same above, same below, famous Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel. Moshe below is Moshe above. Moshe Rabbeinu went right back to the nation without a Hesach Hadas, because he's so eisgehalten in Klal Yisrael. He didn't need. There was no chatzitza between Shemaim and Eretz. Just went right back to the people. So connected to this world and the upper world as well. So we can say that on Purim, there's this light that all Olam has it. All the Gufa Yisraeli is filled with light. The light is so great, there's no chatzitza between the light and the Gufa Yisraeli. Maharal says in the Zakdam Dor HaChadosh that there are no holy names written in Megillas Esther because it's so high up. It's beyond that. Beyond the definition of names. And therefore there's no Havdalah. There's no separation between Olam Hazeh and Olam Elyon. There's no Havdalah, and you read the Olam Hazeh because it's such a great light that's Meir, it's Metzias Olam. That's Lahidim Meisari v'Simcha v'Sosim v'Kol. So the Maharal also talks about the union of Tznius, that it all came because of the Tznius of Esther. Tznius comes to such a high place, such a hidden place. There's no Chatzitza. There's no Chatzitza. The aura is here, down here in this world. So Mela. There's no Havdalah. No Havdalah. And we have to make Havdalah to separate between a Yom Tov and the regular week. Here we don't want Havdalah on Purim, because Purim, there's no musik of Havdalah. Purim, the light from the upper world is in this world as well, in the same way that it is up there. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.